This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Thursday evening service of December the 26th, 1991, of the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Charles Trumley is the speaker.
He did not establish a theology. He did not establish a religion. He did not qualify doctrine. We get our doctrine from the Apostle Paul. All we get from Jesus is this is how you should treat him and you should treat her. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Call yourself a supper and call in the street people and the low down and the cast off and those that no one wants. The whole ministry of Jesus was reaching to those who were sick and rejected and unloved and unwanted, and he made them new for the kingdom of God. And we're going to close here for tonight. Next time we'll discover. Oh, there was some religious people. There was a ruler of a synagogue, Jairus. So there's a place for all of you. I mean, I imagine Jairus went to church in his Mark 5 donkey. He had a Botany 500 robe. Jesus didn't reject anyone, from the high to the low, all in between. The only thing he asked for was a willing. Now, we've only covered a couple of points tonight. Then we're going to discover, what do you do when you go to everything you know how to do and nothing still happens? He'll still do it, because he never does anything twice alike. In America, everything must be the same. When you have a healing service, you line up your catchers. And then you give a half an hour instruction on how to fall. Or, you that are sick, stand up. Then 8 or 9 people around you lay hands on you and give you a massage. It's a ritual. Jesus never did anything twice the same way. One time, he healed a man's blind eyes by spitting in them. You talk about a torque case of law. The man was blind. He got some dirt, spit in it, made some mud, and rubbed it in the guy's eyes. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. It's a half a mile away. The guy wanders around town with spit and mud on his face. What's happened to you? Me. Jesus, heal me. Can you see yet? No. Got to find the pool of Siloam. Why? I got to obey. By the way, that's where the first denomination got started. You probably heard this. The Muddites. That man said, this is the way to get healed. So he started the Muddite church, and everybody was prayed for got spit and mud in their eyes. The second one was the Spittite church. Jesus found a man that was dumb. He couldn't speak. Jesus said, stick out your tongue. And he grabbed a hole. And then he spit on his tongue. Say, no way, man. He's got AIDS. He never did anything twice alive. Sometimes it was public. Everybody saw. The little girlie raising the dead, he put all the doubt and unbelievers outside. Never did anything twice alive. Sometimes folks get raised from the dead quickly. He let Lazarus get a dose of stink. And they're there to teach you and I something that will strengthen you tonight. He will always be there. He will always accept you right where you are. And he'll always meet your need, but not necessarily the way you think he will. He will do it. I expected a miracle for my healing. But I've never been sick in my life. I said, Lord, how come? He says, now you can relate with the body of Christ. Very few get instant anything except forgiveness of sins. But I've been healed. Through prayer? Yeah, pray the raw vegetables to get them down. How is it with you? I've heard folks say, boy, I smoke packs of cigarettes a day. But hear just like that and say, shut up. Because I smoke one pack a day. And it took me 365 days to quit. 365 times I threw them away. 365 times I went and hunted them back. Crumbled them up and don't tell me you could heal just like that. Wonderful. But most of you don't. But God wants to encourage you. He will. It's his word. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? Let me see your hand right here. You know why? You got to go to heaven when you die? No one else wants you. Some of you would mess up hell. Sitting in there looking like you belong to the Episcopalian order of the silly grin. Hallelujah. He wouldn't be happy with you down there. And the religious folks that are having church down there would be very upset with you. But aren't you glad he accepted you just as you were and changed you into what you are? And he's not finished with you yet. He wants to bring you into the holiest of holies so that you come out so radiating the glory of God. You're going to stand with him on the Mount of Transfiguration until you disappear and his effervescence comes out. You see, after Jesus came out of the grave, his closest friends did not recognize him. He was different. He was different. And you're going to be different. And there's a world waiting to look at you out there. And there's going to be such a change in your nature, your receptivity, and your attitude. Are you listening to me? I don't know whether Duke got converted out of the Ku Klux Klan or not. But America never gave him a chance. They looked at his past. That's what they did to me. Trump, they talked in the kingdom. Don't believe him. The kingdom is Jehovah's Witnesses. See? Let's not be like that. God's got something more to touch a world that needs help. Amen. And amen. How many of you here tonight been wrestling with a physical problem and healing for so long you've accepted it? With older folks, it's usually arthritis, long-lasting problems. You pray, nothing's happened. You've had others pray for you, nothing's happened. You've almost got discouraged and given up hope. I've heard that. No, you haven't. God wants to reach out and touch you and rekindle your hope and your faith in him tonight. He will. He will not let you down. He will bring you through. But you can't allow the luxury of doubt for one second. Forsaking all, set your eyes like flint to follow him. Wherever he goes, whatever he says. We're not trying to gain eternal life. We already have that. We have him. We're following him, loving him, serving him, worshiping him, because he's all we need. Amen. Let's stand right here, shall we? Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Well, we did a lot of meddling. Next time we'll get into some good solid teaching and build it. Because there's so much. Every one of these miracles in mind represents a different type of people Jesus is reaching out for. He didn't have any problem accepting the Russians. Had any problem accepting the Philando and the Renamo. Had any problem in Malawi where we have our mission program. He accepts them just as they are. He doesn't say you have to change this and change that before I'll accept you. He accepts them. One of the reasons the cult system in America is not getting the job done, and where I stand in contrariness to some of them, is they want them all to become Trinitarians and believe what they believe. Well, that's what the Pharisees did. Jesus does, and he says, come to me, because they can't get their head straightened out till they come to him first. And then he will touch them. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands. Let's thank him and praise him right now. The fact that his word is true, he will not let you down. He has not let you down. The deliverance you seek is in him. The more that he possesses you, the less anything else can possess you. Praise the name of the Lord. He still hears you when you pray. He still hears you when you cry. He still feels the groan that cannot be uttered. He's concerned and he's here. Tonight with strength, life, peace, joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're here tonight and you've been wrestling, this is what we're going to do tonight. You've been wrestling with something physical in your body that you've just not been able to get on top of. We want you to slip out and come once more. Don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. Don't listen to what you've been told so much in the last 20 years. You keep coming. The answer is not God's reluctance to make good the word. Daniel 10 makes this plain. Daniel studied from the word that the 70 years of captivity were up. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied that. And Daniel figured the time, and he said, this is it. We're supposed to be getting out of here. We've been here 7 years. So he sought the Lord, and he said, God, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever you call him, is this the time? No answer came. Instead of giving up and getting on to another tract, he pressed him. He fasted and prayed. Now, that's desperate. 21 days later, the mighty archangel came and said, Daniel, 21 days ago, God dispatched the answer. I've been 21 days getting here. Daniel says, where you been? He said, the prince of Persia, Saddam Hussein's great-grandfather, hindered me. Persia, Iran, Iraq, hindered. He said, it took me 21 days of warfare with that fallen evil spirit to get here. Daniel, you're right. Jeremiah's prophecy's been fulfilled. It's on schedule. Get ready. You're going home. Meantime, bye. Michael, the watchtower Jesus, has come to help me. Michael, the angel, has come, and we've got another battle with the prince of Greece. That tells us a lot. The answers that you're seeking God for are not being hindered because you're unworthy or because you lack faith. That may be true, but not always. There are evil spirits that can block those answers from coming. But the positiveness is, you've got Gabriel, you've got Michael, you've got any other angel that we don't know their name of, pressing through to get that answer on the way. Hallelujah for Jesus. He's the one who made the angels, and the angels were sent to be ministering spirits unto you and I. Don't get discouraged. I said, don't give up. The answer is on the way. Amen. If you're going to come, come now. We're going to praise the Lord. Come on, young lady. Is there anyone else? Bless your heart.
Hardening of the arteries.
Yes.
My ears.
Mm-hmm. The ears go with the hardening of the arteries. But aren't you glad? You say, what can God do for me? Look what he did for Sarah. She gave birth at 90. And the genes of the grandmothers are in the granddaughters.
And
I didn't see. I know you're 90. I was going to tell you. That's the next thing I was going to tell you. You've been having some real battles. But we're going to play. God's going to touch that. And loosen it. And strengthen it. Amen. Father, we reach out towards our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let healing and wholeness be hers. I come against the hardening of the arteries, Lord. The plaque that you took out of mine, you can take out of hers. You're the same God. The same one who took the hearing and restored it can touch hers, Lord. My daughter, be healed. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, Satan, you will not hinder her any longer. Her eyes are set upon Jesus. He's the greater one. You've been conquered. You've been overcome. Now loose your hands from her body. Spirit of infirmity, leave her now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Now we're going to believe for good things. Hallelujah. Come here, young lady. Okay, heart trouble, huh? Are you ready?
Yes.
Put your hand on your heart. Because I'm going to put my hand right on top of it. Mm-hmm. And the same Jesus who saved you took a black heart and made it white.
Hallelujah.
Can take an old, worn out heart and make it new. Heart,
hallelujah.
Be renewed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be well. Life and strength come into you. Be well. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You got a new heart? You're going to find out. You're going to find out. Mm-hmm. How long ago? A year and a half. And it's still bothering? Is it bothering you tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ready for it to go?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And for your jaw to be loosened?
Yes.
And for the eye to be clear?
Absolutely. I wouldn't
And from the crown of your head
the soles of your feet. I bring restoration to this eye, renewal to this jaw, and healing to this knee.
Be healed.
Now, you've had that for a year and a half, and in a minute and a half, it's going to be gone.
Oh, glory.
Pick your knee up. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you're going to discover that the damage you did with your eye as well. Why? Why? Because he loves you. He's moved by compassion. Be well in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Now go your way and discover the Lord that made you whole. Amen. That's a swelling. Glory. Are you ready? Lift up your hands. Father, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. The power of the Holy One of Israel. Heal you. Father, touch the cause of this high blood pressure. Let it go. Let it go. Be well. Be well. In the name of Jesus. Take all of the fluid from her body. Just let it pass. And discover the Lord that loves you. Made you well. Amen. And amen. Are you taking medication for the high blood pressure? You're going to discover what is the difference. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You did.
Ever since
how long ago was this? 2 years. I can relate with that. My son had that motorcycle accident, and this whole side of his head is a plastic plate. It ripped out the parietal temple in front of the lobe of the brain, just completely shredded, pulled out the right meningeal artery. But he thinks too sharp. He makes his living. God did it once. He'll do it again. This has been your persistent, but you don't get discouraged. You don't lose hope. His word says that he will. His word says this was the benefits of Calvary. Amen. Let's extend our hands and pray towards her tonight in intercession. 2 years ago, she had multiple tumor surgery.
And it's
she had cancer.
It's tumors.
Tumors. Still there?
Yes.
And it's made it difficult remembering just a whole lot. It's not fair. It's the devil.
Yes.
And we're not going to stand for it.
Yes.
I curse those things in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, the doctors can't operate. But, Lord Jesus, you're the creator. I ask you, Master, heal her. Dissolve those tumors. Let them go. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And Father, let all of her memory and that which has bothered her be restored. My daughter, be well. Be well. Rise and be whole in the name. High blood pressure in her heart. Because it wouldn't do any good for me to tell you to go on a vegetarian diet. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It will work for you.
Yeah.
The hardest part is going to be breaking old habits. The ice cream, the cool food, on the deep dish brownies. That's what's causing it. Father, reach out towards my sister in the name of Jesus. Heal this blood pressure. Be well. Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be well. Be well. Be well. Amen. Okay. A lot of other folks would too. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Father, we lay hands upon my sister in the name of Jesus. Father, heal this cord. Make it whole. And Father, she wants a lesson plan. Father, teach her how to say no. Teach her how to say no, Lord. Give her a miraculous feeling of fullness. Fullness, Lord. Mine. The spirit of dissatisfaction. Spirit of restlessness. Heaven, its roots going way, way back to your childhood. has given birth to this. For nothing satisfies. Nothing satisfies. It's a continual gnawing of the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of peace. Going to loose you and come against that infirmity in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You lustful spirit, I loose you in the name of Jesus. And Father, fill the vacuum with the Holy Spirit. Let there come a contentment, Lord. Contentment, Lord. And peace. And with it will come that sense of fullness. And no longer are you going to baby the flesh. You're going to crucify and bring it in subjection to the Lord our God. Amen. But Mary, you're going to say, so be it unto me, Lord. Not my will, but yours. Use me. I think that we got that restlessness. We could spend more time perhaps trying to find out the cause of it, but we know Jesus is the one who takes it all out and runs in peace. And that's what's caused this continual craving. Because there's no peace. There's a sense of rejection. More's coming. Rejection. Being unloved. Feel like you've been cast off. There's some abuse that's been involved in there. We've seen brothers in Africa about half your size. That's why I like to go to Malawi. I'm big over there. Who were born blind. The eyes are like glass tubes filled with water. That bad. And watch that sight be restored. And this is not that bad. And the same Jesus that made you, the same Lord that will heal and restore and put that eye back in condition. Thank you, Father. Lord, you open the eyes of the blind. Do it again. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Let that eye be open. Let it function and let it see clear in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. We've had people criticize us by saying, well, you ought not just keep people coming back. I've seen too many good things happen. A. Allen has now gone on to be with the Lord. Some of you my age remember him. He did more for the Assemblies of God in Middle America than any preacher they ever had. Had a son born so cross-eyed he could walk in three directions at the same time without bumping into himself. It's just bad. When he was a member of the Assemblies of God, every time there was a camp meeting, every time they had a revival, that boy was prayed for. Every one they had a monthly fellowship meeting, they had that boy prayed for. This went on for 19 or 20 years, several times a year. And then one day at a sectional presbyter's meeting, a sectional fellowship meeting, a lady preacher was there, prayed for him, and zing, the kid blinked and his eyes were straight. You say, well, how come God waited so long? I don't know and I don't care. I'm in sales. That's management. The point is the contract says he will and he did.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And sometimes I think he just holds back to do something to you and I to see whether we really mean business.
Amen.
So don't give up. Press the issue through. My mother-in-law came to America in 1914, became Jehovah's Witness immediately, and that's all she ever knew when she was 80. When she got so senile, she didn't know the bedroom from the kitchen. When you get senile at 80, you get progressively worse. Mother Allen got so bad, she didn't know she wasn't supposed to watch PTL. That's bad for Jehovah's Witness. She got so bad, she forgot everything she had learned in Jehovah's Witnesses. 60 years of study, all forgotten. But we prayed. And she got so simple and senile, she prayed. When she was 83, God restored her mind. Everything came back except what she learned as Jehovah's Witnesses. It all came back. But there's a humorous part. She wanted to get remarried. She raised 10 kids, but she wanted to get remarried to some man between 85 and 100 who could still see and drive, whose get up and go wasn't completely gone, so they could go to all the rest homes and talk with the young folks, 65 and 70. And tell him about serving the Lord. And she was 92. She got tired of living by herself and went home to be with Jesus. So you don't give up. After Gladys and I got saved, the family kicked us out. God gave us a promise he'd renew us. 15 years, we never saw one bit of movement on God's part. Then he decided to. Within months, they were all saved. They've got the strongest evangelical church in southern Vermont. He will. You see what the Lord's trying to say? You don't give up. Stop listening to preachers. Start listening to the Word.
Amen.
He'll not let you down.
Thank you.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Well, there's a spirit of strength that's coming into you. You have been defeated. You've looked at yourself and peeled yourself like an onion again and again and again. You felt so left out. But you looked to Him. And although you didn't feel anything, you still trusted Him. And there were times that you said, Lord, where are you? Others talked about all these great feelings. I don't feel a thing, Lord. But you trusted. And now the Lord has come. And He's going to put within your heart an assurance and a spirit of joy. Be thou free. Be thou free. Spirit of doubt, be gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you.
You're going to go home a different man. I said, you're going to go home a different man. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now go, my brother, go. Full of joy and spizzerinctum. Okay.
The Lord feels the top part up here where my head sits. The very part where I sit on is what I need to heal.
You've been sitting on it for a while.
Yeah.
Irma, you have 5 minutes. We're going to be done. Is it painting you tonight?
Yeah, when I sit down. When you... I have two or three vertebrae.
Okay.
And up here, down.
You ready for it to stop?
Yeah, I'm ready for the rest of it to heal.
All right. I'm going to put your hand right there. Right there. Right there. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring healing to this spine. Healing to this spine. Heal to the spine. Thank you, Lord. You're pulling it up, putting it together, strengthening it in the name of Jesus. Now be well. Be well. For you will sit without pain. Tomorrow you'll sit without pain. From here on out, you'll sit without pain. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. And what's happened? When she had injured her back?
Yeah, I've been beaten. My whole spine was injured.
When she was beaten. And she says, from the upper part, God seems to have done something, but the lower part has been so uncomfortable. She sits. And the last two or three vertebrae, the doctors have a name, it degenerates and deteriorates and begins to fall apart. But that's no big deal for the Lord. He's the manufacturer. And I believe He's done something for you tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We'll see them all. All right. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Bless your heart.
I'm a manifestation of the fullness of my hearing. My ear damaged.
How long? About a year. How bad is the hearing in that ear? It is pretty bad. You can hardly make out. So if you take my clean hanky and plug up your good ear. Oh, you had a hearing aid in there too? Okay, that was in this ear over here. And this is one you can hardly hear anything out of. I'm going to go around to the back of you. And you know what's going to happen? Are you ready? Are you ready? Lord Jesus, touch this ear. Make it well. Ear, be healed. Be healed. Open ear. Deafness be gone. No more hearing aid. A perfect hearing ear. In Jesus' name. Say praise the Lord. Say louder.
Praise the Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I can hear.
I can hear.
I'm a rascal.
Apple.
I'm a rascal.
I'm a rascal.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Now be well. Thank you, Father. Complete wholeness. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Your what? Your toes and you just ache all over? How long has it been like that? Well, that's too long. Let's believe right now. Are you ready? An instant manifestation. Father, take every bit of pain out of her body. Been there over 2 weeks, Lord. Out of her ankles, out of her feet, her knees, her arms. Now, body, be well. Be well. Move your feet, move your knees, move your arms without any pain. In Jesus' name, let's do it again. Any pain? Are you sure? Was there any pain before? In your arch. I don't know what to do for that. Yeah. You feel better? Now, you was in pain, though, aches and... Okay. Is it all right now? Are you sure? Okay, we want you well in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. 10 o'clock, right on the button. Go home, have a good time shouting and rejoicing. Come back early in the morning. Find someone and love them in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.